I'm 7-0 in my fantasy football league.
I had a feeling you were going to brag about
Gronkowski
that.
Gronkowski is still going strong. I have Ryan Tannehill, Marco, as my quarterback. He was 18 for 19 last week. So I'm doing great.
It's comforting to know that the potential free leader of the free world, Jeb Bush, can manage a fantasy football team to perfection. By the way, Tannehill didn't do so great this week, but Gronk kicked some butt against the Dolphins on Thursday Night Football. But while Bush may enter Week 8 with a perfect record, Joe Galina, am not perfect. Your fantasy football team might not be perfect, but let's try to figure out who you should be starting this week. Let's look for that perfect lineup together. It's Just a Fantasy Sports Show starts right now. All right, we're going to cut right to the chase, and I know you're busy, and if
you want answers
as to who you should be starting this week,
I think I'm entitled.
Okay, stop being so pushy, all right? But just want to let you know, you're not going to hear me recommending that you start guys like Aaron Rodgers and Le'Veon Bell. You should know that you should start those fantasy football juggernauts every week. Of course, we're going to start with the quarterback position. And the one guy I wouldn't start this week is Peyton Manning. He's got a tough matchup against the Packers. The Broncos and Manning are home. And I've been a big proponent of him all season long. But let's see if this bye week helped him at all. I mean, if you own him in season-long leagues, you might not have a choice but to start him. I know people have dropped him outright. But if you do have a choice to sit him, if you have someone that might have a better matchup, I might do it. I might also sit Big Ben Roethlisberger. Yep, it looks like he's going to be able to play this week. But historically, he's shown a bit of rust in his first weeks back from previous injuries. I'd wait a week. It's a tough call because you've been waiting for him to come back for so long. I know, but if you have another option this week, I would take it. Now, just an aside, oddly enough, I own Antonio Brown in a couple of my season-long leagues, and I am starting him. And that's because if Roethlisberger throws a couple of picks, it doesn't really hurt Brown's numbers as long as Roethlisberger targets the dickens out of Brown, throws a TD pass his way, I'm happy. Antonio Brown has to be thrilled that Big Ben is back, and Roethlisberger has got to be looking at Brown as kind of like a security blanket. Kind of reminds me, you know, of Linus from the Peanuts comics.
My blanket, Charlie Brown. My blanket. I can't be without it.
Well, you know, come to think of it, Le'Veon Bell, his running back, might be even more of a security blanket for Big Ben. He's a safety valve that can catch passes out of the backfield. Another guy that I thought about recommending as a quarterback would be Matthew Stafford. He's looked better recently. There are some good arguments why you should start him. Chiefs ugly secondary and all, but he got sacked 7 times last week. Chiefs have a good pass rush, and he hurt his hand last week, and he's got a new offensive coordinator, Jim Bob Cooter. Just too many questions for me. Common sense that says that you're going to start Chargers signal caller Phillip Rivers, who's playing against the Ravens, who give up the most fantasy points to quarterbacks. And look, the Chargers love to throw the ball. 67% of their offense has been pass plays this season. Buccaneers give up the 4th most fantasy points to quarterbacks. Matty Ryan, the Falcons quarterback, has been a bit inconsistent as of late, but he should have a good day. And if you could put him and Julio Jones in your daily lineup, you'll be doing okay. Ryan is 8,000 on FanDuel, 7,100 on DraftKings. And Julio's up there. It might be hard to fit him into your lineup. He's 9,200 bucks on both sites. Hate to say this because he is playing my Giants, but Drew Brees, Saints quarterback, 7,900 on FanDuel. Looks like a nice play. Giants give up the 3rd most passing yards per game in the NFL. He's 6,700 on DraftKings, right? 7,900 on FanDuel. Congratulations to Ryan Fitzpatrick because you get to play against the Raiders, who have given up the highest average passing yards per game at just over 303 yards. It looks like Eric Decker is going to play. You know about Brandon Marshall and the drop in the end zone in Week 7. He'll be looking to redeem himself. Fitz is a decent value play at 7,400 on FanDuel and 5,200 on DraftKings. If you're looking for another value play or a streamer option, how about Teddy Bridgewater? Vikings quarterback, threw for over 300 yards last week. He has a new best friend in Stephon Diggs, and he plays against the Bears, who give up the fifth most fantasy points to quarterbacks. And he's only 6,900 on FanDuel and 5,100 on DraftKings. Lastly, I'll mention Eli Manning. Of course, the Saints are giving up the second most fantasy points to opposing quarterbacks. He's 7,300 on FanDuel, 6,600 on DraftKings. I'm still having a hard time deciding on whether to start Eli or Matt Ryan in my season-long lead this week. As you can see, I've recommended them both, and it's pretty much an even. I mean, they're both very good starts. They have very good matchups this week. I guess it's going to be my own game time decision. And let's move on to running backs. Now, I wouldn't start any of them, but I think the Giants running game is going to be pretty effective this Sunday. Remember, they have four guys that could potentially touch the ball, right? Orleans Darkwa, a lot of people have been talking about him this week. Rashad Jennings, Andre Williams, Shane Vereen. As a whole, they should do well, but with the uncertainty, I wouldn't start any in DFS. And in season long, you know, sometimes you have to do what you have to do. I mean, if I had to rank them, I'd say it goes Jennings, Darkwood, Vereen, and Williams. But let's find some good individual matchups for this week. Arizona Cardinals running back Chris Johnson has a good matchup against the Browns, who have given up the most average rushing yards per game in the NFL with 151. Browns have allowed at least 100 total yards to a running back in every game this season. So Chris Johnson is somebody really to focus on. 7,300 on FanDuel, 4,600 on DraftKings. Ravens running back Justin Forsett has been disappointing for much of the season, but he matches up well against the Chargers, who are giving up the most fantasy points to running back, 6,900 on FanDuel, 6,100 on DraftKings. Todd Gurley has a good matchup again this week. This time it's against the 49ers. Detroit Lions are giving up over 123 yards per game on the ground. Chiefs running back Tre'Quendrick West had a pretty good week last week, right? He had his coming out party, and he might be a decent start for you. I'm liking Doug Martin, Buccaneers running back, big time. Bucks love to run the ball. Over the past 3 weeks, it's actually been more than 50% of the time, and the Falcons give up the fifth most points to fantasy backs. He's 7,500 on FanDuel, 5,500 on DraftKings. Other than that, when it comes to running backs, I'm liking the usual suspects. Of course, the Le'Veon Bells, the Marshawn Lynches. So let's move on to our wide receivers. Might not be comfortable enough to recommend Matthew Stafford this week, but when it comes to his wide receiver, Calvin Johnson, he's had touchdowns in each of the past 2 weeks, really coming on. And I know I said I was concerned about the Lions' new offensive coordinator, but hey, if Jim Bob Cooter is going to help this offense, you know that Megatron is going to be a big part of it. And look like Detroit's running game's in shambles, and they've been running passing plays at the rate of just under 70%. I know there's a new offensive regime, but look, you have to use what you have. And right now, Detroit Lions have a good passing game, and they're not going to rely on their depleted running backs, right? Keenan Allen. We spoke about the Chargers using the pass in their matchup against the Ravens. He is the third most targeted receiver in football and still relatively cheap on FanDuel at $8,000. A little more expensive on DraftKings at $7,700. Mentioned Brandon Marshall earlier, Jets wide receiver. I like him against the Raiders. He's $8,300 on FanDuel and $7,600 on DraftKings. And I think Texans receiver Nate Washington could put up two good weeks in a row. Remember last week he scored two touchdowns. If you believe in revenge factors, Washington's going to look to punish his old team, the Titans. He's going to got a good matchup this week also when it comes to the Titans defense. Stephon Diggs, Minnesota Vikings wide receiver, really come on strong the past few weeks. He draws the Bears, who give up the third most fantasy points to wide receivers. And at $6,700 on FanDuel and $4,800 on DraftKings, he's got some real good value there. So I'm thinking that the Saints-Giants game should be a high-scoring affair. I'm liking Saints receiver Brandon Cooks and Giants receiver Reuben Randall. Odell Beckham Jr. is going to play, but there are whispers of a hamstring issue. When you compare Randall's $5,600 price on FanDuel to Beckham's price of $8,700, I'll go with Randall on this one. And here's a deep sleeper for you. The Texans give up just over 23 points to wide receivers. Take a look at Tennessee Titans wide receiver Kendall Wright. Just 5,900 on FanDuel. Now I'm talking deep sleeper here, but I could see him going maybe for five catches, 75 yards, and a touchdown. On to our tight ends. Usual suspects here. I mean, I like Travis Kelce to have a good game against the Lions in London. Panthers tight end Greg Olsen should have a big game against the Colts. He's 6,400 on FanDuel. And what about Browns tight end Gary Barnage? I mean, he's expensive at 6,300 on FanDuel. Plays against the Cardinals, who give up the least fantasy points to tight ends. I think I mentioned in a previous episode that I meant to sit him against the Broncos defense, and accidentally I left him in my lineup. He did reward me with a TD. Look, you know, we say that the Cardinals give up the least amount of points to tight ends, but last week they gave up seven catches for 73 yards to Ravens tight ends, so you never know. So I think in daily games, the next couple of guys have more value than Barnage, but in season-long leagues, if you don't have anyone better, you're going to start him, right? And someone actually offered me a trade this week, Barnage for Jimmy Graham, and you know, I thought about it for a couple of days. I even took a look at the upcoming schedules for both players, and I ended up, you know, negating the trade. I mean, I'm going to stick with Barnage for the rest of the year. He's been a real big surprise. Martellus Bennett should be useful against the Lions. He's just 5,700 bucks on FanDuel, 4,900 on DraftKings. And lastly, Titans tight end Delanie Walker. I've recommended him in the past, I believe. He's got good value at 5,400 on FanDuel, 4,100 on DraftKings against the Houston Texans. And of course, you know what that means. You get to hear about my survivor / knockout pool.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
So last week, I barely hung on. Falcons eked out a win against the Titans. I've already picked them, but maybe you haven't. And I like them again at home against the Bucks. Cardinals over the Browns, no brainer, except the Browns are home. And I chose the Rams over the 49ers this week. Myself. Other than that, parity takes over, and there are just too many question marks to make a good pick on the rest of those games. So there you have it. One last clip from the Republican debate.
We have $19 trillion in debt. We have people out of work. We have ISIS and Al-Qaeda attacking us, and we're talking about fantasy football? Can we stop? Get the government to do what they're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, we know there's lots of problems in the world. We choose to focus on fantasy football, Governor Christie. We do need a diversion. We need to have some fun. And you're right, whenever possible, the federal government should not be focusing on fantasy football. There are other more important things they could be doing. Of course, we all want a fair platform to play on. Listen, I want to make sure that you're having fun in your season-long leagues and in your daily lineups. Experiment a bit. Put some interesting combinations together and enjoy the games. I'm done. You can find me on Twitter at Joe Gallina, at J-O-E-G-A-L-L-I-N-A, and on the rotoexperts.com website. I do a defense and kicker streamer article every week for them, but you'll only be able to read it if you sign up for their exclusive in-season NFL package. Use the promo code RADIO for a nice discount. There's also some free stuff too, but as I say every week with their exclusive package, you've got great content that's updated daily. You have scheduled real-time chats with some of the greatest minds in fantasy football, so make sure you check that out. But for now, keep moving straight ahead. And all of your fantasies will become realities. If you like the show, or even if you don't, go to iTunes. Write a one- or two-line review for me. Rate the show. Remember, we tape the show on the morning of October 31st, Halloween. Check real-time sources before you put in your lineups. And good luck this weekend. I am Joe Gallina! And we'll be back on Tuesday. Thanks for listening to It's Just a Fantasy Sports Show.